For this Wednesday, June 12th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Five people over 2 days have found themselves in the Posey County Jail on various charges, including drug possession and operating while intoxicated. The Mount Vernon Police Department says the first arrest took place just after midnight on Sunday. Officers allege a Dodge Challenger on State Road 62 in the Keck Bypass was all over the road going from one lane to another and hitting the rumble strips on both sides. Police made contact with the driver, Matthew LeBaum of Kansas, Illinois, who they say had dilated watery eyes and slurred speech and could barely stand up. Police say LeBaum admitted to drinking multiple Kratom shots, which is banned under Indiana law. LeBaum was arrested and booked on charges of resisting law enforcement, operating a vehicle while intoxicated, endangering a person, false government identification, possession of a controlled substance, and leaving the scene of an accident. At 12:44 a.m. on Monday, officers were dispatched to the 1000 block of James Drive. They spoke to two people at the scene, Amanda Page and Daniel Cox of Mount Vernon. Page claimed she had fallen and hit her head but refused medical treatment. While talking to the two, officers claimed they saw a used glass pipe plus white baggies with a white crystal-like substance in it. Officials state a further search revealed two more corner baggies with white residue in it, suspected marijuana and a used meth pipe. Both were detained and booked. Page is being charged with possession of methamphetamine and possession of paraphernalia. Cox is facing the same charges plus possession of marijuana. Then, on Monday evening, 11:15, police stopped a vehicle in the 200 block of East 4th Street because of thick, blinding smoke that was coming from the vehicle. Police state they could smell burnt marijuana from the passenger side window. A search revealed a glass pipe with drug residue. When asked to show identification, the female passenger allegedly said she left it at home and gave a name and date of birth to the officer. Police say during the search, officers found the woman's Indiana ID card that had a different name than what was provided. She was identified as Tabitha K. Davidson from Evansville, and records show she was wanted for possession of methamphetamines from Henderson. Davidson was taken into custody. She later admitted she was hiding a drug pipe in her pants. A further search revealed a burnt glass meth pipe, suspected marijuana, and suspected meth. Both Davidson and the driver, Richard Avra, were taken to the Posey County Jail. Davidson and Avra are both facing multiple possession counts. Family Matters of Posey County posted on Facebook that coming up this Friday is the 6th annual Family Matters Golf Scramble. It will start at 1 p.m. at Western Hills Country Club. To register, they say to call 812-838-6875. It is $65 per person or $260 per team. There will be a burger bar for all registered golfers starting at 12 noon. There is also a $10,000 hole-in-one prize on hole 17. The second Wadesville Farmers Market is coming up tomorrow from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. You can find that market located across from the old Subway building on Highway 66. The Posey County Fair Association is looking for volunteers to work the gates for the upcoming Posey County Fair, taking place Sunday, July 14th through Saturday, July 20th. Times are 4 p.m. until 8 p.m., and any business or organization interested in helping can contact Lori Hartman at 812-454-3753. Switching to some news just outside of Posey County, as the Downtown Evansville Economic Improvement District has announced they will be hosting the night market this Friday. According to a release, the event will feature 20-plus local makers on the 900 block of Main Street. It's taking place this Friday from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. Organizers say attendees can discover handmade goods, local producers, and treats from a diverse range of vendors and businesses. Activities will include live music from DR Bridges and a colorful fringe backdrop for photo memories near Main Street Food and Beverage at 900 Main Street. Admission for the event is free. For more information, you can visit downtownevansville.com. And finishing up with some sports news, in Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals dropped game one of a three-game series at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates last night 2-1. The Redbirds fall to 31-34 on the year. St. Louis and Pittsburgh continue their three-game set this evening at 6:45. You can hear the game on 106.7 WMVI. The Chicago Cubs lost the opener of their series in Tampa to the Rays 5-2. Chicago gave up four runs in the ninth inning and lost on a three-run walk-off home run from Brandon Lowe. The Cubs are now 32-35 on the season. Their series continues tonight at 5:50. The Cincinnati Reds also lost last night at home to the Cleveland Guardians 5-3. The loss drops the Reds at 32-35 on the year. The two teams play again tonight in Cincinnati at 6:10. From the NBA, Game 3 of the Finals is tonight in Dallas between the Mavericks and the Boston Celtics. Boston leads the best-of-seven finals 2-0. The ball goes up this evening at 7:30. That wraps up your news and sports for this Wednesday, June 12th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Have a great Wednesday. Your weather forecast is next.